Louisville Chorus has their next concert coming up at St. Bridget Catholic Church, and their music director, artistic director, Daniel Spurlock, joins me in the studio to talk about it. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be back.
And the concert is called Psalms, Vespers, and Glorias. So will you explain?
Well, we're going to do a variety of choral settings from the sacred service, I guess, if you could call it. And we're going to do a series of psalms, a series of vespers, and glorias. The vespers, for example, we're going to do three of the vespers of Rachmaninoff from his very famous and much-loved vespers. And
they're lots of good low notes for us basses.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that Russian choral bass sound in there. But they're gorgeous pieces, and we're actually going to do one of them in Russian. And then we'll repeat it again in English, the Ave Maria, and then do two others. But we're also doing a couple of psalm settings. We got a setting to Psalm 46, and it's set to the kind of to the tune of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And another setting by Bortnianski of Psalm 138, and a couple of other settings in there. And then my favorite is going to be the Glorias. We have we're going to do the Gloria from the Dvorak Mass in D major, and very exciting piece. I think it's an extremely underrated piece. The whole Mass.
Yeah, I don't hear it too often.
It's done. We've done it a couple times with the chorus in the last 15 years or so, but you hardly ever hear it performed, and it's really kind of a shame because it's a wonderful piece of music. And likewise with his Requiem, we have the Dvorak Requiem on schedule for next season. Mm-hmm. And his choral music is really quite beautifully written, and we really enjoy singing it. So we'll do the Gloria from the Mass in D, and another Gloria called Gloria Alleluia, and a couple of others in there. A kind of a rare one, we're going to do the Gloria from the Puccini Mass that he wrote when he was only 21 years old. I mean, Puccini at that time, he came from a family, of course, of sacred music composers, and that's, of course, what they wanted him to do. And he kind of wrote this Mass that he put together at age 21 to fulfill a commitment at music school for his composition. But, of course, as we all know and are very happy about, he decided to move off into opera and wrote some of the greatest opera music ever written. But it's fascinating to hear this piece as part of course, the whole Mass. I think we did the whole Mass a couple of seasons ago, but the Gloria is just a favorite, and we're going to do that as well.
Well, Gloria is such a great text to set to music because it's usually very powerful. It's a very powerful part of anyone's written Mass.
It can be very powerful. It can be very exciting, and we're really getting into it as the chorus. So it's an enjoyable concert. It's a very inspiring kind of concert because of all the music with the psalm settings and the vespers and the glorias. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, it's varied, too. I mean, this is quite a bit for a choir to chew on for one concert. Rachmaninoff to Dvorak to Puccini to
Bortnianski.
Yeah.
We're even doing a John Rutter piece on there. We're doing a setting to Psalm 23.
I imagine from the repertoire you've picked for the concert that's coming up Sunday, October 14th, that they've got their chops. They're a pretty tight group right now.
Yes, we're a very tight group. We enjoy, as a chorus, singing a wide variety of music. And then when we're in a specific genre, we really like to do a wide variety of composers within that genre. It's kind of a specialty that we really enjoy doing in the Louisville Chorus.
Well, your 4 p.m. concert will be at St. Bridget Catholic Church on Hepburn Avenue. I've never been inside, but outside it's beautiful. What are the acoustics like?
It's a beautiful church, and inside, regarding the acoustic, it's one of my favorite places in the Louisville area to perform. We have several places with good acoustics, but St. Bridget is right up there at the top. It's a live, but not too live. The sound carries very well, and it's pretty even all the way throughout the whole sanctuary, if you will. And we thoroughly feel comfortable and enjoy singing there and performing. We've done quite a few performances at St. Bridget, and hopefully we'll continue to do so. To me, it's a perfect acoustic for a choral setting. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Spurlock with the Louisville Chorus. The concert is Sunday, October 14th at 4 p.m. at St. Bridget Catholic Church. That's 1520 Hepburn Avenue in Louisville. And you can visit the website louisvillechorus.org to find out more information and to order. Also, they have a phone number. It's 502-968-6300. Again, that's 502-968-6300. and LouisvilleChorus.org. Now, is this your first concert of the season?
Actually, this is. We're opening our season with this performance. Yeah.
So, starting off with a bang.
Starting off with a bang, and then after that, we move right into Christmas.
Well, wishing you the best in this next season. We'll talk to you about your next concert coming up, but looking forward to the Sunday, October 14th, 4 p.m. performance. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Alan.